All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's get this show on the road, shall we? Start with the carry out. This, of course, nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. You know what, though? You know what? Let's not do it this way. Let's do it different tonight. You know what? Everyone's really at the end of their rope, cramming to get their brackets in for the big dance that starts tomorrow, March Madness. Why don't we go ahead and bring you the carry out bracket edition? This is the bracket challenge. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take today's top stories? We'll take 16 of them and we'll pit them against each other in two different categories to bring you this day's best news story at the end. Shall we? What do you think? Let's do it. All right. Why don't we start in the East? The number one seed versus the eight. The number one seed has to be the debacle over Trump tax returns. Maddow had them, but the White House did too. And they're from 2005, and no one cares, but everybody blames everyone, right? And at the end of the day, maybe Trump leaked it himself, because that's something you do as president. All right, so that's the number one seed. I think I like that. The number eight seed, I have to say spiders, who eat over 880 million tons of insects a year. Yeah, this is a story, a study that came out that says spiders eat over 880 million tons of insects a year. That's a great story, and I think it's important probably because there's a need for insects to be eaten. But I have to say the number one seed moves to the second round. Let's do Trump tax returns into the Elite Eight. All right, let's go down to the four and five seed. In the four seed, we've got the House Intelligence Committee chair saying he doesn't believe that the Trump Tower was hacked. They've been asking and asking for the information. The information has not been there. The House Intelligence Committee chair said, you know what? I just don't believe it. Not a good story for Donald Trump, of course. In the number five seed, I would say let's make it local. The James Beard Awards announced today, the big Oscars for the food community. It's done here right in Chicago. Some in the food community say that Chicago didn't do very well, that they were somewhat snubbed. Scandal. House Intelligence Community Chair moves on, right? Let's do how no hacking, we'll put that. No hacking moves on to the Elite Eight. Let's do the three and the six. Yahoo, the big hack, the email hack that we heard about last month. Well, some people have been charged, indicted. It turns out they were Russian spies. What? Russian spies are hacking my Jakoff's 2003 account? Not cool. They're going to get at my Flickr account. I'm worried. I want to make the number six seed, the new Yahoo CEO, Melissa Mayer, of course, stepping down or being replaced. The new Yahoo CEO, who will be taking over for Yahoo, will make double what Melissa Mayer made. Can you guess what gender the new CEO is? That's right, everybody. It's a male. I mean, Melissa Mayer is considered one of the most successful and well-known CEOs in American history. Maybe she didn't do a great job at Yahoo, but the idea that the next person that comes in, a relative no-name, gets double because he's a man, I think the six is an upset. Yeah, I think we go with the number six, new Yahoo CEO. Moves on. All right. And then at the bottom in the East, we've got the two, the Fed increase today, which is, you know, because the economy's going to grow more with more interest rate, or at least credit cards will charge more in interest, which, let's face it, that's what politicians mean when they say the economy will grow. Banks are going to get more money. That's essentially what that is. And hopefully they'll trickle it down. Right. So the Fed increase today versus the number seven. Matrix reboot in the works. Keanu Reeves saying he would be up for it. The rest of the world saying, aren't we living it? Isn't that what we're doing right now? I don't know if we need a movie to take us out of the Matrix that we're actually in. But the Fed increase moves to the next round. So there we go. So in the East, we've got Trump tax returns. We'll be versus the no hacking scandal. New Yahoo CEO getting double what Melissa Mayer got. And the Fed increase. Let's go to the West, shall we? We go to the West. The number one seed has to be the travel ban put on hold at the last minute by a judge in Hawaii. Trump has no luck with Hawaii. He really doesn't. First the birth certificate, now the travel ban. The eighth seed, you know what? This is a big one. The Brauhaus, the famed German restaurant in Lincoln Square, said to be closing after 40 years. There's still questions of whether or not that story is legitimate. 40 years in business, no end date has been set, and there hasn't really been much comment from the ownership. But that place is tremendous, and I remember going in there and dropping a lot of $5 bills to get the band to play Lady in Red late on a Saturday night. You know what? I hate to do this, but I got to say the first upset of the night, Brauhaus moves on. We're going to hear so much about the travel ban later. Brauhaus is a bigger story today. The 4-5, Rex Tillerson goes to Asia. He's the number 4. The big story there, though, he doesn't bring pool reporters. He takes one reporter, and it's from a conservative website. I'm just trying to think of like if Hillary Clinton just took Daily Kos, right? And that was it. Or Uncut America, or Occupied Dems. No, they're good. We'll take Occupied Dems. They're coming with me to Libya to do this story. We would freak out. But somehow it's not on the other side. So that's a big story. Number 5, this new study, a new poll comes out and says that Governor Rauner here in the state of Illinois and Speaker Mike Madigan, they are both unpopular equally. Huh. There you go. That's good, I guess. They're hated on the same level. That's great. You know what? I'm going to go with Tillerson just for the fact that everybody knew that already about Rauner and Madigan, right? Moves on to the next round. And then the 3 and the 6 tonight, we've got summer jobs. The big story of Mayor Emanuel getting 31,000 summer jobs available for Chicago youth. Versus a story that I saw about a lawsuit settled over sex toy spying. Because there's some apps that will help you sort of with the frequency of your sex toys, how fast they are, how slow they are. And that app was acquiring data that was illegal, allegedly. So unless maybe they were doing more nefarious things like spying on you actually with a camera, but I don't think that was happening. It was really about data. But just for the gross out factor, we'll stay with summer jobs. And the 2 and the 7, police reforms, which you don't know much about yet, versus injuries, Anisimov out 3 to 4 weeks. Also, Charlie Tilson, the center fielder for the Chicago White Sox, really his rookie season. Everyone's excited. He will start the season on the DL with a foot injury. I think we'll stay with police reforms, though, just to keep hope springs eternal when it comes to sports. All right, let's get to the Elite Eight here. Are we ready? Are we ready to go back to the East, Pete?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Trump tax returns versus the House Intelligence Committee chair saying that there doesn't believe to be a Trump Tower hack. It's a tough one. I mean, I think the tax returns probably is a bigger story, but at the same time, there's nothing there. There's no meat. Also, please check your feed before you make a Geraldo Rivera Al Capone joke. Right? How many did you see that you're like, did you not just read the person who was right next to you doing the same exact thing? Read the feed, then write the joke. Too much jumping into that. I would say just for that, let's go with no hacking. No hacking moves on to the final four. Trump tax return next. On the bottom, we've got the new Yahoo CEO making twice the woman CEO, Melissa Mayer, that he's going to be replacing versus the Fed increase. I don't know. I think the bigger story tonight is the Yahoo CEO. I don't know how they can even do that with all that's happened in the world in the last 6 months, from the Women's March to other places. Melissa Mayer is a big deal. To come in and say, we're going to double the salary from the next guy. Would they have doubled it if it was a woman? I don't know, man. I don't like that one. And I think that's salacious enough to make it to the final four. So the new Yahoo CEO moves to the final four. All right, on the other side, we got the Brauhaus versus Rex Tillerson. Brauhaus. Brauhaus goes to the final four. And then, of course, the summer jobs versus police reforms. Let's go summer jobs. I love that story. And we'll talk more with Mike about that coming up. So now we got the final four tonight. We've got the no hacking story versus the new Yahoo CEO, or we've got the Brauhaus versus summer jobs. Oof. No hacking versus the new Yahoo CEO. I have to say no hacking. That's a big story. The House Intelligence Committee really need to decide with the president on that one. The fact that they went out of bounds, a Republican-led House Intelligence Committee, not a good start for President Trump in sort of, you know, coming up with the proof from his tweet earlier this month. On the other side, the Brauhaus versus summer jobs. Ugh. I'm going to go with summer jobs only because I feel like the busboys and waiters that work at the Brauhaus have a fallback now that the Brauhaus is out.
Nice little run, though, for
yeah,
number
final
eight
four
seed.
For an eight yeah. seed. That's pretty good. So the final tonight, the big two stories in our bracket challenge to carry out here on March 15th. We've got the House Intelligence Committee chair saying he does not believe there was hacking of the Trump Tower versus summer jobs in Chicago. Summer jobs in Chicago. I think that's the biggest story. I think it means a ton to Chicago, and we'll talk more about that coming up. So there it is. See, we could do this too. I hope this inspired you to come up with better or at least more efficient ways to do your brackets this March Madness.